All right, welcome to our pre-show. I started this goddamn thing a half hour ago, man, and I looked up and it was very strange what was happening. It was very strange what was happening. There was a continuous loop going on. I can't even describe it. But it wasn't recording any longer. And I got like a good 20 minutes into the show. So I'm going to have to start the show all over again. But before I do that, I got to start the pre-show all over again. So I'm starting this all over again, having started it a half hour to 45 minutes ago. That happens a lot with your boy here. All right, so we're back from Mexico. Very, very happy to be back from Mexico. Two unread messages. What is this? Okay, I see. What is this picture?
Ooh. I'm looking for a complication.
Oh, my God. So, that's what happened there. Then I was watching a Football Life with Eddie George. Okay. Oh, here we go. She's going to tell me. Mexico. I went to Mexico, spent 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So they're like 4.5 days, I'd say, you know, half day, Friday, half day. I had a good time. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah. It's like four full days, if half and half. Had a really good time. It was really cold. Over it. Rosemary Wells. I have to look for it. So we went, it was very cold. So the only thing to do was to chill, eat, you know, kick it, do a lot of shit, listen to music. And I think I sent you guys the mariachi thing. Not mariachi. It was kind of a folklorico, a native dance, Mexican dance deal. It was a lot of fun. Drank a lot of fucking margaritas. Then I found a drink called a Paloma. Paloma is grapefruit juice and tequila. Then I drank, Bloody Maria. That's a Bloody Mary with tequila. Really hot and spicy. But by fucking Tuesday, when we got in the car to split, I was like done. The other thing was very interesting. Coming back up through the border, this fast pass I got a hold of. You can get a fast pass and go down the fast pass lane in Mexico and get all the fucking way. I'm telling you, you just bypass a backup at the border that is going to take you at least an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to do. Good Lord, this picture that Lauren is using, it could be Lauren as a really old woman. It's just nuts. Looks exactly like her. If she were 80.
Ow.
Okay. And this goddamn fast pass got me over into a lane that was just smooth sailing. Although I have to tell you, there are all kinds of goddamn little turns you got to negotiate. You got to realize that there's a turn there or you're going to miss it. You're going to miss all kinds of different ways of doing it. And then you're just going to get back into that line of cars. So it was really amazing as I went by car after car after car. These cars are backed up at least an hour and a half from Mexico across the U.S. border. And boop, got there, got in, and I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful thing in the world. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting at the border. And I didn't think that the wait would be that bad. It was. It's fucking insane. The wait going from the United States into Mexico ain't all that great, but it ain't nothing like Mexico into the U.S. And having said that, where's my fucking passport? I don't know. I know it's somewhere. Where it is, though, I don't know. I think it's in the car. You didn't used to have a passport to go into Mexico. I can remember back in the 70s when I was just, you know, rousting about. We'd go down there to go to the races, like we'd go to Caliente or something. Go to Tijuana. Never had to have a passport. Maybe it was the fact that we had a fast pass, which means we were deeper into Mexico than just Tijuana. I have no fucking idea. I always like to think there's an explanation. There's no explanation. We're going to do Vernon Dozier on the show today, and that means we're going to have a very short pre-show. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Ready? Okay, let's... here we go, man. Is this the one?
Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C.
No, that's not it. That's not it. This is it right here.